With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The trade gap keeps growing despite President Trump's efforts to shrink it. More on this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. Carlos Ghosn was freed Wednesday after what he called a terrible ordeal of 108 days behind bars, leaving a Tokyo jail disguised as a workman in a blue cap. The former Nissan chairman, who must stay in Japan after his release on nearly $9 million in bail, will live in a court-approved residence in Tokyo and prepare for a trial that could begin late this year. The Tokyo District Court Tuesday approved Mr. Ghosn's release after two previous bail requests were rejected. Prosecutors have charged Mr. Ghosn with violating two Japanese laws, one governing corporate financial disclosures and the other barring corporate executives from abusing their positions for personal gain. Ghosn was fired as chairman of both Nissan and Mitsubishi and resigned as chairman and CEO of Renault. Qualcomm, the wireless technology provider, has been trying to settle a Federal Trade Commission case over the patent royalty fees it charges for smartphones. The company's been accused of charging excessive fees, but Qualcomm contends that a loss in the FTC court case could cripple its ability to compete against arch-rival Huawei in the battle to develop 5G phone networks and equipment and therefore undermine U.S. security. Qualcomm has plenty of critics regarding its fees, such as Intel and Apple, but it also has support within the government, including from the Defense and Energy Departments. A judge's decision in the case is expected soon. Sources say Snap, the parent of messaging app Snapchat, last year paid settlements to at least three female employees who were let go in layoffs that they alleged disproportionately targeted women. The layoffs came months after an engineer at the company raised concerns in an email to colleagues about what she said was a sexist culture, an assessment that CEO Evan Spiegel later described as a wake-up call. Snap more recently has launched a range of initiatives designed to support and promote female employees. Dollar Tree sharply marked down the value of its Family Dollar chain and announced plans to close hundreds of Family Dollar stores this year. The company said Wednesday it booked a $2.7 billion charge in its fiscal fourth quarter to lower the value of Family Dollar, which it bought in 2015 for nearly $9 billion in cash and stock. Dollar Tree said it plans to close up to 390 Family Dollar stores this year and convert about 200 more to Dollar Tree shops. Still ahead, the yawning trade deficit. One of President Trump's biggest pet peeves has been the nation's trade deficit. Mr. Trump has gone to great lengths to try to reduce the trade gap, including enacting tariffs against major U.S. trading partners. It hasn't worked. The Commerce Department says that in December, the U.S. posted its widest monthly trade deficit since 2008 and a record annual deficit in goods. The international trade deficit in goods and services jumped 19% in December from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted $59.8 billion, which was wider than expected. Joining us with more on this is The Wall Street Journal's Paul Kiernan, who's in Washington. Paul, first of all, why is the trade deficit rising instead of falling?
Well, the biggest reason is that the U.S. economy is doing better than most foreign economies in the rest of the world.
Refresh our memories. What has President Trump done in a bid to reduce the trade gap?
The biggest thing that he's done is slap tariffs on a wide range of goods from our biggest trading partners, most notably China.
And he's also expanded this to Europe and Canada.
That's right, yeah.
And he's also tried to renegotiate a pact, the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, he wants to make trade basically, he wants to put U.S. workers on more equal footing, among other things, with countries that have lower labor costs. And, you know, he's using tariffs as leverage to accomplish that.
And he's invoked national security as well to enact tariffs against, for instance, steel and aluminum.
Yeah, that's right. It's something that a lot of our allies in Europe aren't super happy with.
Isn't this sort of ironic in a way, because President Trump has cut taxes and there have been spending increases that have really helped boost demand? You know, consumers are spending more on foreign goods.
Yeah, so some of the administration's own policies have had the effect of widening the U.S. trade gap. Mainly the fiscal stimulus, tax cuts and spending increases just serve to kind of juice up U.S. GDP growth and consumption and business spending. And so we bought more from the rest of the world.
And again, the deficit in goods is the biggest with China, and China's our biggest trading partner.
Yeah, that's right. And the deficit in goods rose last year with China. China actually managed to reduce its purchases of U.S. exports while the U.S. continued to import more and more cell phones and computers and other goods from China.
Don't a lot of economists think Mr. Trump's strategy of reducing the trade gap is just misguided? I mean, there are other reasons that the trade gap is as big as it is.
Right. Yeah. What economists say is that the trade gap is really just a reflection of underlying economic forces, and the differential between U.S. economic growth and demand and global growth. If the U.S. grows faster, if U.S. consumers and businesses are consuming more than their foreign counterparts, we're going to be importing more.
And you're right that U.S. goods exports to China fell more than 7% last year to $120 billion, while imports from China grew nearly 7% to a larger figure, $540 billion. Americans were just spending more, as I said before, on foreign products. And I guess this is expected to continue to impact on economic growth. Don't economists expect that this year, at least in the first quarter?
Yeah, some economists have come out and said that. Others have marked down their estimates for fourth quarter GDP growth, because the deficit was just bigger than they thought. But, you know, the consensus kind of view out there is that the U.S. economy remains in relatively good shape, growing relatively fast compared to other developed countries, while China is slowing down and no one really knows how that's going to play out. So, you know, the odds are decent that the trade gap is just going to continue to widen.
You know, we talked about how there are limitations of the president's trade policies, such as, you know, the ballooning deficit with China. Basically, China responded to our tariffs by scaling back production of exports in the U.S. like soybeans, cars, and metals. Soybeans obviously hurting the farmers. So it just seems like, you know, in that respect, these tariffs are counterproductive, especially concerning the trade deficit.
Right. So China scaled back its purchases more than anything of U.S. soybeans. And what it did was it went to Brazil, which is our biggest rival in the soybean market, and bought more Brazilian soybeans. So for U.S. farmers, this had a really painful effect. It caused soybean prices to drop around the middle of 2018. A lot of farmers have kind of come to expect a seasonal uptick in prices mid-year. So a lot of them have been holding out for better prices. And then prices crashed, and they had no alternative but to sell soybeans at a loss. So the pain is really acute in a lot of, you know, farming areas. One thing that some economists are somewhat optimistic about is the prospect of a trade deal with China that would reopen the Chinese market to some of these goods that effectively reopen the Chinese market, because it wasn't closed, but Chinese purchases, of soybeans and some other things fell. So there is a chance that a trade deal with China could help, but it, you know, in terms of, you know, affecting the overall trade deficit, that's probably not going to do it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Kiernan joining us from Washington. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.